Lord, just thank you for another opportunity today, Father, to share what you've given me. And Father, I just ask that it goes out and touches the people it needs to touch, and people it doesn't, just let it go. So I just give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Well, most of the people in this room are not going to like the title of this message, because when I look around and I see the age of most of the people here, they probably don't want to hear about that. The race is on. So, you know, when a couple weeks ago I was just telling Oscar, as we were sitting up here, the Lord gave me this as we were going through Sunday school. And, you know, I was thinking, well, what's the race? You know, it talks about us enduring the race for our eternal life, you know. And in today's world, we're living in a full-speed lifestyle. You know, Mark and Joey are like my son and his wife. You know, they've got kids running around at every different sport or every different activity in the world. And they probably feel like they never get off the treadmill. I give you credit, Mark. Mark said he worked out this morning. Good for him. But, you know, that's the way life is right now. And even if you're retired like me, there are times, even in my time, there are weeks where I just get so many things going on that I feel like it's nonstop. And I get tired. And if you find out, you know, that's what you're doing, what do we do? You know, what do we do for that? Well, we, like Mark said, you try and work out. You try and take care of yourself. You know, diet, exercise, you know, maybe, you know, get rest up, you know. But, you know, for the athletes, you know, who are in a race, and the big one's coming in 2 or 3 weeks here, the Flying Pig Marathon, what do? They train. And it says that right in the Bible. They train. We train for the race. And, you know, if you remember, 25 years ago, I trained for the race. And most of you were here. You guys weren't. But when I was 50, I decided I was going to run a marathon. And I did. And I trained for it. But most of the people sitting here thought I was out of my gourd. I believe they did. But, you know, when you train, when you're in training as an athlete, you're going to have times when you have things happen that cause your training to break down. And that goes the same when we're training for the race for the Lord. We're going to misstep. I can remember the first time I did a long-distance run as I was training for this. I had my wife drive me all the way out to Kings Island, and I ran all the way to Milford, which was 15 miles on the Loveland Bike Trail. And about halfway through that, it started pouring down rain. And this was in the late fall, so it was cool, and it got cold real fast. And I'm running, and I'm going to, you know. But you know, even then, the Lord gave me something to urge me on. Because when I was training, I used to sing a song all the time. And it was the same song every time. It's an old song we used to sing here all the time. Victory, oh victory, now is mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, oh victory, now is mine. And I used to sing that to myself all the time when I was running. And that particular day, she drove to Milford, and she was waiting and waiting and waiting. And when I got to the car, she was crying. Where have you been? Have you ever felt like you're lost in the race for life? Or late, you know, on our training, on our spiritual training, have you ever felt like maybe you lost your way a little bit? I have. But that's okay. I mean, it you know, there were other instances. I was running one time and my shoe, I wore out my shoe on the outside of my heel and almost blew out my knee and I couldn't run anymore. You know, but I got new shoes and got squared away and was able to continue. And, you know, that's part of the trials of training. You know, you get injured. Sometimes you get injured when you're training. You know, it just depends on what you're doing and how you do it. And God only knows, when I ran the race, I was probably mentally prepared, but I certainly wasn't as physically prepared as I thought I was. But that's just it. You got to continue to do what you have to do. You know, it's interesting for me because I still like to work out a lot. So I do. I work out a lot. I go to the gym 3 days a week. And I like to do things. But there are things that I have limitations on now. But you learn to adjust that. You know I can't lift anything over my head anymore because the shoulder's gone. But it's okay. And that's what we do in life. You know, when trials come up in life, what do? If we trust in the Lord and we believe in God's will in our lives, we adjust our training or our perspectives and give them back to the Lord. And what happens? We get back on the track, and all of a sudden it gets a little easier again. But, you know, I'm not talking about running races today. Not physical races, not athletic races. I'm talking about the spiritual race we're in for our lives. And this is where I got my, I won't say my inspiration, but what God gave me. And this was 2 weeks ago when we were in Sunday school. In 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. And this is out of a Life Application Study Bible. Do you know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So what about our spiritual training? What are we doing for that? Well, you know, we were talking about that in Sunday school today a lot. You know, if God tells us to do something, do it. That's part of our spiritual training. If he tells us to go up and speak to someone about the Lord or go and pray for someone or, you know, even the simplest of thing, what somebody said, put groceries in the car for someone. Or like Brenda said, give somebody a smile. You know, that's part of our training. That's the lightweight training. You know, that's the lightweight training we can do every day and not have to think about it. It's just something we do naturally. We can do naturally without having to putting a whole lot of stress on our bodies. But you know, if we're training for our spiritual race, we're not putting a lot of stress on our bodies anyhow. Because if we're training right, what we're doing is we're giving our lives to the Lord, and He's taking that stress out. Charlene, I can't imagine what you were thinking about last week. But I know that one thing I know is you trusted in the Lord that you were going to be okay. And that was because your training kicked in years ago, and you started trusting in the Lord for whatever came your way. And you were ready for it. You may not physically been ready for it, but you were spiritually ready for it. And that's part of our life. And that's part of what we go through every day. And that's where we have to continue to do the things that we need to do. I said in Sunday school today, I wake up every morning and I go and I ask the Lord, I say, Lord, your will be done for me in my life today, but give me the wisdom to understand it. You know, sometimes we have to ask God for His wisdom to understand things that are going on in our life. But that's part of training. And Oscar, I'm glad I took this bottle of water. Our goal in our spiritual race should be for the ultimate prize, and that's eternal life with Him. And to do that, we have to train ourselves to get closer and closer to Him every day. That doesn't mean that we won't falter, because we will, because there aren't any perfect people. Or if there is, I've said before, if you know one, let me know. I want to find out how he did it. But that's okay, because God died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us to forgive our sins. That doesn't mean just the ones we did before or the ones we might do later. All of them. So our training, what's our training? Well, I'm actually using my notes this week. Are we not in a spiritual race to strengthen our faith and grow closer to God? So how do we train? Well, I wrote down prayer, pray every day, meditation. Just take some time every day. Even if it's 15 minutes a day, 10, 15 minutes a day. Just sit quietly someplace where no one can interrupt you and spend some time talking to God. That gets us closer. And, of course, reading the Bible and you know, getting into His Word. You know, there are many other things that we can do in training that help to obtain one of the things we have to have to do the three things I just talked about is like what any athlete needs to do when he's training for his sport or whatever it is, or his race, is we have to obtain discipline. Because we can't train if we're not disciplined enough to do it. So that's how do we get discipline? By doing the three things I just talked about. Do it without hesitation. Do it every day. What was it the other day? Someone I was talking to yesterday in a meeting, and she said, I always know that I got to come to these meetings. It was in an Al-Anon meeting, I'll tell you. And she said, but about the time I get to start to go, I say, talk to myself and say, do I have time to put this in my schedule to go? And she said, the way I finally decided how I was going to do that is the meetings I wanted to do, I wrote them on the calendar, so I have to go. They're just like an appointment. You know, maybe we have to teach ourselves different ways to make us read the Bible every day, or to meditate every day, or to pray every day. You know, maybe we need to write that on the calendar or put it next to our bed when we wake up. You know, a sign that says pray when you wake up, you know. Just a reminder. You know, it's not bad to have reminders. We all need reminders. And I know the older I get, the more I forget what day of the week it is, much less anything else. I ask her that all the time. Is this Thursday? No, it's Tuesday. You know, and it's the truth, because I'm not thinking about time in the same context that I used to think of it, because I'm not working. You know, guys like Frankie and Sam and Mark, you know, they know when Monday comes, they know when Friday comes, because they got to go to work for Friday. It's the last day of the week. That's good. I like that. I should start writing them on my arm. Or put them right here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But, you know, it's okay to have reminders. Because if you keep reminding ourselves to go into our spiritual training, after a while you don't need the reminders. It's a habit. And once you're into a habit, it's pretty hard to break. And what better habit can we have than spending time with the Lord? And I'm not great at it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not great at it, but I'm getting better. And it's well worth my while, because every time I do it, I try to do it, read the Bible before I go to bed at night. Every time I do it, I surely sleep better. Because all of a sudden, all the things that are going on in the world become a lot more calm. And I'm ready to rest. And it's just like any other athlete, you need to rest. I was reading some other stuff the other day. It said if an athlete doesn't rest, he can't compete. That's one of the most important things he has to have. Diet and exercise are all great, but if he doesn't get to rest along with it, he can't compete. And that's what we're trying to do, compete. Not compete against time or other people, but what we're trying to do is complete. And you know, one of the interesting things I found in this, when I was putting this together, and I looked this passage up in 5 different versions of the Bible. In those 5 versions, the word train was in it. In the King James Bible, the word is striveth. And I thought, now that's kind of, you know, out of the ordinary. Why is it striveth in the King James Bible and train in all the other ones? So I looked it up. And I looked it up in the Strong's and I looked it up in the Greek. And it comes from the Greek word agonizomai. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But what it says is, to compete for a prize, an endeavor to accomplish something. What's our endeavor in our spiritual race? Our endeavor is to get closer to the Lord. You know, we get tired when we race. I used to run a lot of miles. And my body broke down, and I'm still paying for it today. But the one thing that I always enjoyed about it when I was doing it was the freedom that you're out there by yourself. Even if I was running in a race, And when I ran the marathon, it was an interesting thing to do because, you know, being a one-timer, my only accomplishment was to try and finish it. But we went, it was at the end of January, and it was in Bermuda. It was in Bermuda. Now, you would think, I'm going to go to Bermuda in January, and it's going to be this glorious place in the Caribbean, and it's going to be such a beautiful day. Well, I want you to know that about halfway through the thing, it started to snow. Now, you wouldn't have thought that. Well, I come to look at it. If you look at Bermuda, it's straight across from New Jersey. And I wouldn't have thought it was that far north, but it is. But it started to snow. And just to show you how God works, this was two laps around the island. When we started the race, about 6 or 7 miles in, there was a hill that was probably a 30% grade. It was almost straight up. And it went for about a little over a quarter of a mile. Well, when you came around for the second time at about the 20th mile, there was the hill again. You know, that was, and I thought to myself, man, there is no way. But I came around the corner and there was a guy, just to show you how God works. I came around and there was a guy walking, and I mean, he was dragging. He could barely walk. And I ran up to him and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you want me to help you up the hill?" And he said, "Yeah." So I helped him get to the top of the hill. So we walked that quarter of a mile or what it was. Well, lo and behold, in the conversation I had with this young guy, maybe he was young, yeah, he was younger than me, but he said, "I'm here with a Christian church from Georgia, and we put a group together to run this race." Now, you know, why would God put this guy in front of me? But he did. And you can't believe the conversation was had in that quarter of a mile. But that's part of our training too. You know, we're out there in the race of the world. We don't know God's gonna put in front of us, or who we're gonna help, or who's gonna help us. But you know, the whole thing is, if we're trusting in the Lord every day with what we're doing, in our trainings, and we can rely on our training, we're going to be ready. Not only going to be ready, we're going to be ready, willing, and able. It's only up to us at that point whether we want to do it or not. The first two are easy, ready and willing. Are we able? And the only way we're going to be able is if we're relying what God's telling us what to do, which is what we talked about in Sunday school this morning. If God tells you to do something, do it. I didn't hear God say to me, "Go stop and help this guy." But I know that's what he wanted me to do. Now, you know, my ultimate prize, as I said, was to finish the race. Well, needless to say, I was near the end of the pack finishing the race. And she was getting worried because all the runners were coming in and I wasn't there. But if you ask her, when I went by her with about a mile to go, I was running faster than I had the whole time. I had my eye on the prize. That's right. they held the bus up for me to get on the bus. But that's okay. I did what I had to do. And it was, you know, and it was because my training kicked in. And it's just what our life is with in our spiritual walk. Our training is always going to kick in. If we keep doing the three things that I've been talking about, keep striving for it, because God's going to give us the strength and the wisdom to do what we have to do in our life. I'm really at a point. Well, we know what the prize is. It's our endeavor to achieve it. Because God wants us to do and do the get to the finish. So I'm going to finish with this. And this is out of the Message. And it's Hebrews 1, or 12, 1 through 3. And it says, the title on the top of it says, Discipline in a Long Distance Race. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor right alongside God. When you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. So can we do that today? Can we remind ourselves when we falter a little bit to get back to the three things that were on there? The cross, shame, and what was the other one? Whatever. And get back on our training and our spiritual race, because that's where we need to be. You know, and as long as we're doing that with the Lord, he's got us right where he needs us to be. And we're going to be able to finish this. You know, the thing is when we finish it and we're doing the training, we're the winners. You know, the bus won't have to wait for you, because you're there. You finished. You won. You've gotten the eternal prize of spending life in heaven with the Lord. So let's do that today. Let's get the discipline to keep training. And let's do the three things I said. Pray and meditate and read the Bible. And let's win the race. Father, thank you for the race that you've got me in, because it's one I need to be in. And Lord, I know physically you've been able to do that for me in the past, and I know spiritually you can do it for me now and in the future. So Father, just give me all the discipline I need to continue to train to be in this race, to be with you in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.